Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins over the Penguins 8-4 last night at the TD Garden. Bruce Cassidy, how did you manage to score all those goals?
Well, we executed better. We've talked about that. That's a start, right? When you make good passes and you win pucks, you're playing in the O-zone and you're forcing the team to defend. So I think that's the start of it. And we made some great heads-up plays, like the Holden play to Kretch. That's not one you practice. That's a broken play where you win a puck. Jake DeBrust does a great job winning a puck. We talked about, I think this morning, one of the specifics was second effort. That's a second effort play, winning the puck. And then you allow your skill to take over, and it makes a great play.
He mentioned David Krejci. Hat trick last night. David Pastrnak, he scored two goals. Bruins will stay home to take on Montreal tomorrow afternoon. Celtics are headed west. They will take on Houston tomorrow night. In Houston is the start of a three-game road trip. Red Sox lost to the Astros 10-5 in West Palm yesterday. Hanley Ramirez with the home run. Drew Pomeranz makes his spring training debut this afternoon against the Cardinals in Jupiter. And Cavaliers guard J.R. Smith was suspended one game yesterday for throwing a bowl of soup at an assistant coach. Multiple sources have confirmed this to ESPN.
You mean we just have soup?
Your pizza soup is an entree. It's like a stew.
That's right. So if it's not just soup, if it's like a stew, there's actual large chunks in there that could be harmful.
Where do you think I put so much in it for?
Well, I don't know. To make it a bigger weapon, I guess. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Hand off now to Kyrie. Horford sets the screen. That frees Kyrie for a three, and he drills it.
This is Kyrie Irving.
Oh, that was pretty to watch. He moves it back to Kyrie for corner three, and that's good. And Kyrie is locked in right now.
This is Kyrie Irving on the home of the Boston Celtics, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They were
arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's the CD scratched
back? What's this, the original copy? What are you doing on a day like today?
If you're home?
Yeah. You know what it's a good day for? You know those barrel gatherers at the end of drain spouts? Like water savers?
Yes.
It's a good day to fill them up.
That's true. Yeah. I don't think that's something you can actively do. You either had one of those to begin the day or you didn't.
Maybe dig a trench away from your house on the water drain.
What, do you know someone who's doing this right now? You okay?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at Quincy there. Getting hammered on Quincy Shore Drive.
Yeah, just throw a poncho on.
Look at the water coming over.
Why don't you go stand a little closer to it? Go ahead.
Yeah,
let's go. Good. That's what I want to see, one of these weather people right out.
Yeah, that's not supposed to have water coming across the road like that.
Not like that?
Nope. Nope.
I mean, it's cement.
That's a lot of water. Yep.
Is it Schmatz's house down there?
Yeah, like a block away from where that's
being. Whoa!
Someone wants to go down the hall and tell our assistant program director that his house may be underwater.
Oh, wow. Look at those flood zones.
Yeah, look at that.
Man.
Look at that.
There's going to be turtles everywhere.
He left?
I don't know if he's here.
Did he leave? I walked in this morning. I said, I can't believe you're here. I thought you'd be, you know, putting sandbags outside your front door. He made it in, though. Yeah, he's a warrior.
Yeah.
He's a warrior. Looks like the Woods working overtime on Fox 25.
Oh, big day.
I'm sorry. They don't call it that anymore. It's Boston 25.
That's a long day.
That is. Oh, there you go, Zoe. There you go, TV truck stranded in the flood. There you go. You got exactly what you wanted. You got exactly what you wanted. There it is.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Let's take an 18-inch tire and try and drive through 2 feet of
Zoe
water.
Zoe got exactly. Zoe so badly wanted one of these guys to get trapped or stranded today.
I get that thing shorted out.
Yeah, be careful out there today.
Yeah, be careful.
Careful. A lot of downed trees.
You can go to Dick's and get maybe one of those rafts. You know?
A little boat.
A little boat, a little canoe.
Like with the oars, the plastic oars.
Or my daughter's got a paddleboard. That'll work. Paddleboard would be good.
617-779-0985. Bob is in Boston. Hey, Bob.
How are you?
Hi, Bob.
Good. So I spent 15 years in Western New York. I went to college in Rochester, and I was a Buffalo Bills fan. And just to see the difference in how moving to Boston 8 years ago, we are big crybabies here. I mean, Buffalo, when they made that playoff game this year, you would have thought it was the Super Bowl, going nuts. And any time there was any the minutest amount of success, when Bills went 5-0, like maybe 10 years ago, all the sports shows, coach, this is it, they're going, this is the year, we're going to break it all. So we are crybabies in New England. We truly do not know how good we have it.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely true. I just don't think it's more negative than it was 20 years ago. Like, yeah, cry, absolutely. Bunch of crybabies, don't appreciate how good this is, how good we have it. I totally agree with that. And I think that's what you're talking about, Zoe.
See, what's weird is I played during that time, so you really sort of tune it out, so to speak. You know, you try to internalize it, and you sort of live in that bubble, and you know people are critical of you. Probably didn't hear it as much as, you know, by doing sports radio or if you work in sports and all that. So it's kind of different for me going up to 2000. So that whole stretch from the whole 90s, you could pretty much take that, roll it up, and throw it out. So from 2000 and on, that's when the Red Sox got hot. Yeah, I was negative right before that. Couldn't beat the Yankees. Celtics took them till 07, and the Patriots just caught fire, and they've been doing it since. But we still push negative stuff. It's still there. The negative story drives it. It's what it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'd love to do positive stories. We do them. We do them here and there at times, if it's warranted. You know, pucks and paddles, raising money for a floating hospital. That's good stuff. Sarge taking pictures with checks, even though it's not his checks. That's good stuff. You know, just getting them out there. You know, I mean, there are good things that these teams do. There really are. You know, a guy like Rob Gronkowski, who we've been talking about a lot lately because of, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Does he want more money? That guy, 3 times a week on his own, goes downtown to hang out with kids at hospitals. And people don't know about it. You'll catch him every once in a while. Somebody on TV will grab him. He does it more than you think. A lot of those guys do. So, I don't know. I just think society is negative. And now we look at all things as being negative instead of half full. Half empty. You a half empty guy or a half full guy?
I'm a half full guy.
I'm a half full guy. Like, I walk in, hey, fill me up. I'm here. Fill me up. Put a head on it. Yeah. There's some people.
Glad you and I got the visual element of that.
Yeah, some
glad
people.
We all did. Thank
some
you.
People. And I'm glad that this building does not have a lot of those.
What?
Walk in, got the monkey face on. Oh, it's so crappy. I don't know what to do. I kill myself today. No. Ah, it's about, it's your day. Own the day. Do something with it. Why are we going to be angry? You know? Tack life, man. Have fun with it. Might be your last day. Never know.
With that being the case, we're going to get to some football conversation coming up next with Zoe. Aqib Talib or Richard Sherman?
Mindset is to win.
We talked about it yesterday. We are on Team Aqib Talib. We'll talk more about that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I'd hate to be sailing today. Not a good day for that.
20 to 35 foot waves east of Boston toward the banks.
Really? I thought they'd be west of Boston, those waves.
Well, Pacific.
I just like east of Boston. Oh, really?
Be, or if you go west. If you go far west enough, eventually.
Look at him. Look at him.
25,000 miles west.
Mm-hmm.
You're right there. Back out in the harbor.
He's pissed about. What are you yelling about?
Nothing. I want some audio I want to get through.
Of?
Jeremy and I have been working on something for the storm. So Jeremy's going to play some audio for me that I haven't heard yet.
Let's do it.
Regarding the storm.
What do you have?
Skip, we're starting to get an unlucky feeling out here. The Murph going over, the shock, a rogue wave.
Perfect storm.
It's not the audio I want.
That's not what you wanted?
Think Billy Tynan has lost his touch?
What's, you got a couple of options.
What are the boys saying?
Ice machine's broken.
Crawl home busted.
Isn't that the worst to be that far out in the ice machine bus?
Hey, they went to the Flemish Cap, all right?
More fish you've ever seen.
What do you think they were eating?
A lot of weather.
What do you think he was eating when he was, like, hung over the plate and had that, like...
Lasagna.
That wasn't a lasagna. Yeah, it was like fish lasagna?
Well, one of them made a lasagna, and it was, you know, you like could pick it up right out of the casserole.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'd eat the fish. Cut a little fish steak off, but throw it on a grill.
I don't think you want to eat fish when you're out on a, when you're out there long lining for swordfish. Probably the last thing you want to eat is fish. My guess.
If, say we're doing the Perfect Storm movie.
Sure.
And, I'm George Clooney because I'm pretty good looking. So I'm Clooney, and I'm doing the boat. That's you could be Marky Mark because you're like, you got the best Boston accent because you, hey, park your car. You know.
Who Beetle? Does?
What?
Hardy does?
What?
Beetle? Who could Beetle be? From Step Brothers. What's his name?
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, you're John C. Reilly. Mingles could be the guy that gets thrown over boat. Remember
Murph?
Snagged? Yeah, Murph. Gets snagged by the thing. No. Cattles is the guy that gets hooked.
Well, John C. Reilly gets hooked and thrown over.
Would you jump in to save Cattles?
Who's Linda Greenlaw? Jim. Jim's Linda.
Who's going to play the old guy in the bar? What was his name?
Oh.
Howie.
Lots of weather.
What does he say in that one?
Lots of weather.
Talking about the Flemish Cap.
Lots of weather. Mass.
Oh, it's good. It's a blowing out there.
Oh, my God. You getting ideas for the Fuppets now?
Perfect storm. Come on.
No.
Boat going down. No, that's sounds like a bigger budget than what I'm afforded to
too much
shoot,
time.
Shoot those Fuppets.
Would you save Cattles, though, if he fell over?
Of course.
All right. The other day, would he have saved Cattles if Cattles fell over? Asking you.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Is there any more audio from that?
I think we played it all.
I'm not sure that we did.
I don't think we did. You have it?
Why is it up to Hardy?
Play it!
Zo, do you want him to play it?
I want to play it.
He wants to play it.
He's got it ready.
To play it for 2 days.
Hold the door shut.
Hardy's going to get so mad at you if you do this.
No, it's not. Nothing to get mad at.
Well, I disagree that I wouldn't cut him, and obviously you suggest that a trade could be in the works as well, but I want to give you all the credit in the world.
You went pretty long there, Hardy, for bringing up something. Were you keeping track of that? Were you keeping track of that?
Yeah, he calls into the show. You have 4 hours to talk here today. So, yes, take a breath every once in a while, Nick. I could tell you're getting all pissy about that. Take a breath every once in a while and let the guy who called into the show speak maybe more than... This is gonna sound crazy.
Boy.
Maybe more than you speak.
Well,
while he's on the phone.
It's called a back and forth. So
I want
not much with you. It tends to be more about you, and that's okay for the most part. We're fine with that. But he called into the show.
I'm sure Ben loves being on the phone while you're pontificating.
Wrap things up. You just brought it up. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to talk about it later?
It was a quick.
We could talk about it at both. We could talk about both.
They just capped it up quick. I mean, it was a quick.
Well, it's not a joke in that you need to come up for air every once in a while, especially when there's a guy on the phone who called into the show.
A good job.
That's not a joke.
Ben, I want to give you credit for bringing up something that nobody was talking about, and that is the contract status of Brandon Cooks. I felt uncomfortable replaying it. You're I don't like replaying it.
No, you're a woman.
It's fine.
What? You know, and that's a compliment. You know how to argue. Like, you ran circles around him.
That's offensive in, like, every way imaginable.
But you're never, my point is, you're never going to win an argument with a woman, right? They're going to argue it to the ends of the earth, and you're wrong, I'm right, you're wrong.
No, I
Hardy,
don't.
Hardy knows how to just.
So now you've heard it.
In your face.
Okay, but now you've heard it now. Are you satisfied now that you've heard it?
I'm satisfied.
Okay.
Sarge is coming in next time, right?
Probably. You've heard it, you're satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay.
Job, Hardy. Now, that went over there, too.
Over where?
I'm not talking. I'm not talking about this.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm like trying to piece it. So you were here, and he's here. Wow.
I was just trying to wrap the damn thing up. Is what I was trying to do.
Wrap it up. Fabulous Thunderbirds. Wrap it up.
I had lost all control.
You put. Yeah. Well, you started playing it.
You put
music.
A little bow on it, and it was all
what
done.
Weird.
Put
music.
It in milk. Silly. You know, and we start doing. You know, going to save Nick. He falls over. Perfect storm stuff. That's where that went.
I don't know if I can do a stream of consciousness, though, on a big weather day. It's
big
it's
weather
so
day.
Much.
I'll tell you what.
Where is this? Oh, my God. Newburyport. Woo. Holy moly.
That's great. How does that serve the listener?
Look at a dog. Look at a dog stuck.
That's not a dog.
In the middle. Yeah, it is. Not a dog. What is it?
I don't think that's a dog, though. I think it's a tree limb.
Deer?
It's Oof. A deer. Oof. You ready to tell me why you want to keep Tlaib instead of Richard Sherman?
Sure.
And by the way, does that mean you wouldn't take Richard Sherman?
I'd take Richard Sherman.
I'd take either one of these guys.
I think they're both brash. I think Richard's more of a mouth, where I think Tlaib means everything that he says. When Tlaib says, I'm going to kick your ass or I'm going to kill you, I think he seriously thinks that.
And he got the same agent as me, so when I see his ass in Atlanta, I'm going to beat his ass.
Yes. Like, so I don't get that, though.
When I'm Crabtree
so
and
Richard
I hear that
Sherman
clip,
is what, a fraud? Well, I don't get it.
No, Richard's not a fraud. He's more of a. He does talking. He talks.
He's like a diva receiver. But
I don't
on
think
the
he
other
walks
side.
The walk. You know what I mean? He'll wait, do wait, it in
wait,
an
wait.
Interview.
Wait, Richard Sherman doesn't walk the walk?
I'm just saying, if I'm going to kick your ass and kick your ass, I'm saying if.
Richard Sherman's not a guy who threatens to kick anybody's ass, though.
But
that's not
the
his
difference.
Deal.
This guy's bat-ass crazy.
Okay.
I'll take the bat-ass crazy guy. Because, like, he wants to. Don't say kill, okay? He wants to destroy you.
I'll take the better player.
He was here.
Honestly,
you know why? He was here and he was good.
You think that's Sherman?
And
yeah, I do.
Okay. I think in their primes.
Off of Achilles.
I think in their primes, yes. Like if you were to take the best game of Aqib Talib's life and you compare it to the best game of Richard Sherman's life, Sherman would have been the guy. But I just don't know that health-wise, Sherman is the same guy anymore.
Yeah, and you can't assume health. Right. Yeah, a lot of these conversations, we just assuming health.
Right.
But you can't, not in this situation.
I think at 32, I think you get another two good years out of him, meaning Tlaib. And I told you guys this, and sit there and I watch the games, pregame, you know, halftime. How's everybody mulling around? Where's Ernie Adams? I've been doing the broadcast for 6 years. One time when the Patriots were leaving the field, did Bill Belichick stop and go out of his way to embrace, hug a player, shake his hand, talk to him, for a good 2 minutes before he went in at halftime, and it was Aqib Talib. And Aqib was in the defensive huddle for Denver. He didn't go all the way in the huddle, but Bill stood and waited for him, and he come out. He goes, hey, come here. And stood there and talked. I'm like, I've never seen this. So that tells you what he thinks of that player.
Hmm.
I think he knows how to push that player's buttons and get the most out of him. Remember when Welker hit him? It was despicable, one of the most dirtiest hits by the player, the receiver. That's when he hit his hip. That pissed Bill off, man. I don't know. I think between the two, I think Bill would have an easier time taking Tlaib and plugging him because he would know the calls, and it's matchup city. Gilmore and him are cover guys. Rowe could be the rolled-up guy. But it would be interesting to see how they would scheme some things with Sherman because I think they are different players. You know what I mean? Something's intriguing with Sherman, you know, the way he plays the game. But it's all mouth, you know. I don't think the bark's there. See, the bark's there with the other guy.
So you got to understand, he missed a big chunk of last year with an Achilles injury, right?
Yes.
So he's got the bad Achilles. Pete Carroll said, was it yesterday? Yesterday. He had Achilles surgery. Not on the Achilles that he was hurt with this season. He had surgery on the other one, the other Achilles tendon.
Oh, man.
That's a real issue.
Yeah, that's when you have two. Now.
So he's had two. He's had Achilles issues with both Achilles. Yeah. That's the issue.
So
Aqib
would you
Talib, take Talib.
Yeah. I just think it would be fun.
You know why? Because I think Talib brings that crazy thing,
yep,
too, that we said this Patriots defense didn't have this
year. Swagger.
We all said that.
Who's got swagger?
He said nobody's got the crazy.
Crazy, yeah. It's Hightower? A little bit. McCourty's kind of controlled swagger. They don't have a lot of Brandon Spikes says, you know, I'm going to knock your you-know-what in the dirt, you know, and step on it.
Oh. 617-779-0985. Talib or Richard Sherman?
Tom Brady throw bomb. He on my team.
Your thoughts after these headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
It was an 8-4 win for the Bruins last night over the Penguins. David Krejci, 3 goals on the night, but gave credit to the other guys too.
Yeah, they've been playing good. Nashir, he's a great player. He's a world-class player. And he proved it last couple games. You know, he's taking the puck to the net. He's scoring big goals for us. Tommy, Holy, you know, they've been playing good hockey. You know, I know it's not easy, but they fit in really well. So hopefully we can keep it going.
As I said, David Krejci with a hat trick last night. David Pastrnak, 2 goals. Tuukka Rask settled down after giving up 3 goals on the first 6 shots he faced. The Bruins will stay home to take on Montreal tomorrow. Celtics begin a 3-game road trip by playing the Rockets in Houston tomorrow night. Red Sox fell to the Astros 10-5 in West Palm Beach. Today, it's Drew Pomeranz making his spring training debut against the Cardinals in Jupiter. Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com now to save up to $15 on your next oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They stole Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA thing.
This was out long before Party in the USA, my friend.
She stole it. She stole it. Thief. Credit where credit's due. Well, you just left it on.
It was all okay. 617-779-0985. Did anybody go to work today? I'm just wondering.
Sarah Underwood did.
Media doesn't count. Is there anybody on the road on your way in?
Oh, yeah.
Was there?
Yeah.
Your traffic?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have any traffic. Hardy, you? Anyone work today? Call us if you're working. 617-779-0985.
It was a little on the light side today.
I love seeing the cars to attempt to bum rush the actual flooding of the road, full well knowing that their car mid-door is going to get buried. And they're still, they
like
still
this
press.
Idiot. Like, what are you doing?
They still,
what are
they
you
still,
doing?
Here's another one.
And those two cars almost hit each other. That was nice.
That was a nice
car. What are you doing? They're driving a small little compact car, and they're driving through 18 inches of water.
We live near morons.
What are you doing?
Well, you saw that one guy. He had to go to Dunks.
Like, these people, you deserve to get stuck if you go through that. You deserve it. I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for you.
We used to do this on campus at Maryland on heavy, heavy rain days like this. We'd get like 8 football players in a car, and we'd drive around to splash students. That's awesome.
Turn around. That would be my advice.
Well, I wouldn't expect that kind of behavior from you, Zoe. That surprises
around.
Me.
Yeah, no, I just ignore
what
it.
What are you going to class? Stories.
Yeah.
Turn around. What are you doing? We're also taking your reports out there from the roadways today. So,
yeah, if you could call in and be Marshall Hook.
If you got something that you see on the roadways you want to share, we're doing it. It's one of those days. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
I'm not apologizing. You know
That's
what? I
weird.
Take it back. I'm
hey,
not
load
sorry.
Of lines. Let's go.
Sorry, I'm not sorry. Brandon in Lexington, you working today?
Oh, yeah. Walking dogs.
Nice.
What's it like out there? Is it rainy? Windy?
pretty wet, to say the least.
So you work at Dunks?
What's that?
Where do you work? Dunks?
I'm walking dogs.
Oh, walking dogs.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy out here.
My dog wouldn't even go out today.
Yeah, and I brought my dog to work, and he won't leave the bed.
Seems like unfair treatment. Those dogs have to then go for the walk and watch the other dog sit in the truck and be comfortable and dry.
Which dog is really stupid? The one that's out getting all wet.
Yeah, you guys go for a walk. I'm good.
I'll sit in here with the humans. Look at the human. He's dry.
I drop a load on the kitchen floor today.
That's crap on his mat.
I'm not messing with this weather.
Ooh.
What?
What?
Watertown Police, please avoid Arsenal Street until further notice.
Bull crap.
Oh, terrific.
How am I getting home?
It looks like for maybe a solid 50, 60-yard stretch, every single utility pole down and laying across the road.
Well, that's not good.
A roadway there.
Wait, how many are we talking?
One, two, three, four, five, I think.
Jesus. They all came down?
Oh, my God. Look at this picture.
I can't, so I'm over here
I'll
doing the radio show.
I'll retweet it right now.
Oh,
at,
I see it.
At
wow.
Hardy985.
Oh, man, that thing's not moving anywhere.
How does
is that wind?
I mean, how does that happen? That's just wind?
Someone had to hit one of them. Maybe a boat went through there.
Does one get pulled down by the lines and then they all, like, how does that happen? Just.
Yeah. Damn yeah, it. Dominoes.
Right. I was going to go get my picture put on a coffee mug there at the Watertown Mall, too. I guess I'm not doing that today.
No, why would you do that today?
Well, it's just, you know, a little treat for myself.
Would you hit a bonus?
It's right there in the kiosk. The guy who points his camera at you when you're walking by just trying to go to Foot Locker. Just stop
things
that, please, sir. Oh, all right. I'll buy a mug. How much is it? $40. How long will it last?
When's your wedding anniversary?
2 weeks.
Did that happen already?
That was last night.
Oh, did it go well?
It was great.
Did you give her a mug?
Did you do one of those cutout things again?
Cutout?
Did you do like a ticket frame thing or something?
Ian in Rhode Island. Ago? Ian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up, though?
Hey, what's up, Ian?
Beetle, good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day to you.
Good day to you.
I'm out. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm calling in because I'm working right now. I'm out on the road.
Yeah, we're working,
I don't
too.
What complaints are about, though.
Yeah, what's everybody bitching about? You're driving.
Honestly, yeah, tell me about it. Imagine if this was snow. A few degrees colder, we'd all be buried in it right now.
Yeah.
All right,
so
Ian,
what else is up?
I like that. We got a weather report from Anthony in Boston on 93. Anthony.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
So I pumped on the pike probably about 20 minutes ago and saw some jack wagon and a BMW facing the other way.
Dumbass.
Trying to cut off an 18-wheeler that was actually caught down closer to you guys.
Mm. Will that be heading west or east?
West.
Damn.
But other than that, the roads are pretty clear. Not
oh, good. I don't know what the big hubbubaloo is.
Well,
we blow these storms up like
hell. It's more the local roads that are flooding out that are the problem, not the highways.
Oh, that's three calls.
It's not
just
a snowstorm. Nick in Rhode Island has more storm thoughts. Nick?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just got off the track. I was running outside.
Nice.
And I'm heading home. Tree just almost hit my car.
Ooh. See, that's going to be a problem.
That's the danger.
The oversaturation of the ground. I was hearing this on the news last night that the high winds are going to end up.
What did it hit then? If it wasn't your car?
Parking lot, bro.
Something else.
That was the problem in Rentham. We had so much rain when that hurricane hit and that tree got uprooted when that big funnel touchdown.
Elias.
2 years ago.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon, almost.
Yeah, what do you got?
What's up?
Driving from Franklin all the way down to, not Franklin, Framingham down to Milford. And the wind is pretty bad. They're almost like 45 to 50 miles an hour, but the flooding on the side of the roads are pretty bad. But
okay.
People drive like it's sunny and 80 degrees outside.
But you're working. You're getting through it.
Yeah, got no choice. People need their cable.
That's right. Keep plugging away.
Comcast, Xfinity,
yeah.
Out there. Making
those,
sure the lines are still up.
Those voice remotes.
Need my internet. Need to browse the web when I get home. Need to stream a few videos. Where would I be without that?
I know.
Some actual football thoughts here. Gavin in North Carolina. Hey, Gavin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. It's been a while since I called in.
What's happening?
We just got some high winds. Not the weather you guys got there, but I just wanted to see, how do you think it's a realistic possibility of, like, getting to leave? And how about Preston Brown from the Bills? You know, I really want the Patriots to go all in on defense this year because of the Super Bowl.
All right, so let's continue that conversation on the other side, though, because I think the Patriots need to be thinking along those lines.
And we kind of had some fun with Preston Brown, some developing opinions on that.
You do?
Yeah.
We talked on that yesterday. Yes. He's a Buffalo Bill that desperately wants to be a New England Patriot.
There might be a receiver that you could potentially grab that's pretty decent, and I don't think he's a high-priced guy, but I think he's productive.
All right, we'll do that next.
Lolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What are your follow-up thoughts? So, you got a follow-up thought on what? Preston Brown?
Yeah, I mean, it's too much of connect the dots to where, you know, I'm going to make this big campaign known that, okay, I play within your division. You guys have some problems. I can fix it. I see all the other guys going there to get a lot of money and some nice contracts. I want to be that guy, too. I don't think they'd even look his way. I don't.
Why?
I think they'll take a peek at him, but I don't know. That begging to come here usually doesn't happen. And there's going to be some other guys out there. I could see them drafting a guy in the second round. I could see them trying to add a piece there. You're already getting Hightower back, see? So you're getting Hightower back. You got Hightower, you got Van Noy. You're going to have Wise. You're going to have Rivers back off reconstruction. I mean, Landon Roberts is – don't we want to improve that?
Improve what?
And Landon Roberts.
Yeah, can you do it? I mean, Preston Brown.
Yeah, I mean, but he's one of the leading tacklers out there, if not the leading tackler out there in the market. So there's going to be a market for him.
And he's not a
They're not going to get in the
bidding. He's not a big sack guy. He's not one of those players. This is why I look at him and go, oh, perfect Patriot.
Yeah.
Guy, linebacker who makes a ton of tackles.
Brewski. That was Mayo. A Brewski. Yeah. I had a receiver for you, too.
Okay, so you think that the begging means he's not going to end up here.
Right.
Okay. All right, so there's that. And there's that element of the offseason for the Patriots. There's also you have an idea about a receiver.
Yeah, when you're a team like Atlanta and you have high-end guys, meaning you got to pay them. We know the quarterback and what he's going to make. Supposedly he's doing another contract this year. So he may end up being the highest guy paid at the position, meaning Matt Ryan. Julio Jones is making some bank. They got guys making bank down there. Taylor Gabriel can be a type of guy that, hey, if it doesn't work out with Brandon Cooks, maybe you take a peek at a guy like Gabriel and get him here because I think he's a pretty good route runner. It scares me that Brandon Cooks is so, I want to term it, third dimensional, meaning you split the field in thirds. And he's good on one third on the outside, and he's good on the other third on the other outside. That middle third, that's no man's land for me, for him. Because literally, if he's going to go through there, it's going to be on one of those deep crossing routes off deep play action, off a boot or something. He's not going to catch a ball in the middle. He's going to go off one third, go through the middle, and catch it in the other third. I think he's pretty good on the outside. He had 65 grabs, over 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns this year. So don't call or tell me Brandon Cooks isn't any good. He's good. He struggled at times this year, and he's got issues, but he still found a way to get to those numbers. So the numbers aren't bad there for what you envisioned him to be. Now, what I'm disappointed in were the last shots. I mean, we thought they were going to explode.
Are you basing your Taylor Gabriel love on the Super Bowl last year? What is that? Where's this coming from?
I just like the guy's player. And it's always you can't say, you know what, let's go get Larry Fitzgerald, or let's get Julio Jones.
Well, no, Taylor Gabriel's a former undrafted guy. He totally fits what the Patriots like.
Give me a guy that yeah, has had to work for it a little bit or is starting to crack. And now you get around a good group of receivers and you learn how to run routes like them. Hey, Amendola went through this with Dallas.
So, you know, Taylor Gabriel didn't have that with Julio Jones and...
No, but I'm saying, yeah, but...
Mohamed Sanu?
You get there with Sanu and Jones and they teach you and you learn and maybe Matt Ryan and his tutelage that it'll be beneficial for a guy to come in here and maybe he can react quickly and pick up an offense and run with it. And I think he's young. I think he's 4 years in the league. So I'm just trying to think. This is all if Malcolm Mitchell's knee is completely falling apart. I mean, are we really still sitting here hoping that Mitchell's going to be fine? I don't know. That thing could be chronic.
Mitchell says he feels good.
He felt good. He felt good in December.
I'm just telling you what he's saying.
We were doing fist pumps thinking he was, ooh, they could activate him by 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Then we were talking divisional. No, don't do that
I just don't think you can count on
it. Save it. That's the problem. So when you find guys that you can't count on, can you count on Rex Burkhead? Can you count on him to be out there every week?
No.
No. Those are guys that you can't count on. So you need to find guys that you can count on. This is my point yesterday with
you. You think Burkhead will be back?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so. Because I like to take a little bit of that change and slide it over to 33. Again, I told you that yesterday. I went back and watched that Super Bowl. This kid gets pounded. He gets hit. And watching a Jacksonville game, the 16 games, Deion Lewis... I don't know if you're in the Super Bowl if you didn't have Deion Lewis or the quarterback. You need guys that are accountable and are going to be there. And I don't think – I can't count on one hand how many times Deion Lewis screwed up throughout the course of this year. Like, I remember one missed pass block, but other than that, we got to hang that fumble on him from getting hit from behind by – who was that? Was that Mac or Miles Jack? One of that guy. Linebackers for Jacksonville. So, I mean, Deion Lewis, really, he'll test the market, and let's see if we can get him a little bit north of what he found on the market. And let's keep him.
617-779-0985. Got some calls on the Patriots, but also, Zoe, just their approach this offseason. Is it, you know, we had a caller a couple minutes ago. Is it realistic to expect they go out and they add a name like Aqib Talib or Richard Sherman?
I think you have to. Look at the running backs that they've drafted.
What choice have they left themselves with?
Look at their second-round picks. What the hell's a kid's name from Alabama that was on IR?
Cyrus?
Cyrus Jones. Jordan Richards. Razai Dowling over the years. Ooh. See, trying to find high-end, high-caliber corners in that second and third round, that's tough to do. Those guys are top 15 picks, man.
But they got to go for it. You know, that. How many years have we talked about the Brady window? The Brady window, that goes back a decade now. They're talking about it. Well, now it seems like it's okay to talk about it.
Hey, they may have to draft tight end.
It's okay to talk about it and talk about the fact that, well, at max, it's got, what, 4 seasons left?
Yeah.
Max.
Yep, but, I mean, you need another young tight end.
So start.
I mean, people want to talk about bringing Jimmy Graham in and this and that and, you know, floating
Do you know what this
in,
has right? to be similar to? The Broncos. And Elway.
Yes.
And the money that the
Broncos
spent.
What did you do for
spent.
Peyton Manning?
Oh, remember they were going to get cap hell and all that?
Cap hell jail,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. They really went to cap hell.
No, they didn't.
They didn't, and they won a Super Bowl. They added. They've got to take a page out of that, and it's so unlike the Patriots. This
it's
is
funny.
Not what they like to do.
Isn't it interesting, though, but, like, Osweiler won for them that year, went like 7-2, played well. So you knew Manning was falling apart, and you couldn't find a way to get a deal done for that guy. Just to kind of keep the train rolling. See, I think they would have had success with them.
Well, they also got to the Super Bowl against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that team was pretty good, too.
Yeah, and had to play them in a cold in New York, and that didn't bode well.
Let's jump to your calls. Open lines. There's two if you want to grab them.
Good luck.
Right now, jump on board. We'll get your calls in 90 seconds.
Who wants Talib?